All right, so what's the magic of wrestling for you guys? What attracted you to it?
For me, I was always big on like the entertainment aspect of wrestling. When I was younger, I was a big Ultimate Warrior fan. The Rockers, you know, very flashy, very like the whole production of professional wrestling. You know, I appreciate and love the athletic part of it too. But for me personally, there was always that big production of pro wrestling, and having that plus the athleticism involved, you know, it was kind of like, you know, a movie, a live action movie, you know. So it was kind of like that. It's kind of what kind of dragged me into it. So
absolutely,
and I've loved it ever since. You know?
Awesome.
Cool. I was always into the competition of wrestling. Like when I was a little kid, I used to like my like Ric Flair was like my hero when I was a little kid, because like my godmother's mother watched wrestling, and she was like a little old lady from back in the day. So she watched wrestling, like it was very serious for her, and she really, really, really put in the time, you know. And when I was really small, like 3-4, like I would be over there, they'd be babysitting me, and Nana would pull in front of you and say, see him? That's Ric Flair. That's the champ. You always like the champ because he's the best. It's all about that, you know? And so from a young age, like, it was drilled into my head. Like, I was always drawn to the champ. Like, I always liked the big pageantry of, like, the champ gets the money and the cars and the girls. And that always really pulled me into wrestling, man. I always loved that star power.
How hard is it to separate, you know, Vinny Marseglia and TKO, the wrestler, from the person? Like, when you step out of the ring and you go home, and you're watching, like, you know, How I Met Your Mother or something like that. How do you go from one person to the other?
It's kind of the real, that's who we are, really, you know. But I am the horror king. You come to my house, I mean, TK can tell you.
That's
come to my house,
it's
like a haunted house.
It is, not like, it is a haunted house. Vinny lives in a haunted house.
My wife is huge into horror. You know, I grew up on horror big time with my mother and stuff. So, like, that whole lifestyle outside of the ring is the same as inside of the ring.
And Vinny's putting it lightly. His wife is like a female version of him. Like,
yeah.
Same amount of tattoos, like, very similar, but like, they're very much like, they are like a real life horror family.
So separation, I wouldn't really call it a separation, you know what I mean? Like, who you see in the ring is, you know, me maybe amplified, you know, because I'm kind of in the group.
Yeah.
But like, what you see when I come out is really who I am. I would have a Michael Myers face on my jeans if they had them, and I would wear it and wear it like you would wear a pair of Levi's, and I'd be like, yeah, this is my pair of Levi's. So, you know, it's the person you see is the real deal.
Yeah, and for me, like, the real life me is just as competitive outside there. I've always been that way. I mean, before I was a wrestler, I mean, I was trying to be a professional baseball player. I mean, that was every plan in my book. So, I mean, before wrestling, like, I was all about competition. Like, that's never changed for me. So, really what it comes down to is, like, in rings, really when you just get the chance to let it all hang out, and I get to put my stuff on display for people to see. Whereas, like, outside of the ring, I mean, it's a little more of, you know, maybe a little me time, maybe not as much, but I'm still very much the same guy. I might not be whacking people in the head with a baseball bat, but, like, that competitive drive doesn't disappear when the bell rings, you know?
I wish I could speak the same for the axe.
Oh, my God. Injuries.
Yeah, man. What do you need to know?
What is that like? You know, like, staying home and watching when you go from 1 second being in the ring and running around and doing this to being home and watching. How is that on you emotionally?
All right, well, I just came off a pretty serious injury. I broke my leg March 10th, and it was a bad one. I broke my fibula and tibia clean in half. So I basically had four leg bones, essentially, right?
Wow.
And Vinny can speak to, like, man, the story of that is just nuts. Honestly, it's like an hour long interview in itself. Like, honestly, you could do a whole podcast on just that story. It's a crazy. I will go on record saying it's probably the craziest Vegas story you might ever hear. It's up there. But the long and short of it is, like, Vinny can speak. Like, it was such a nightmare. Like, especially for us as a unit, because the Kingdom is very much a team. It's a six man unit, and. For, like, at the time, we were riding the highest of highs. We were Ring of Honor six-man champs. We were kind of on the rise. Like, everything was really kind of coming up Kingdom, so to speak.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, you guys were just as hot as Bullet Club at that time.
Yeah, we were getting
absolutely.
And as we're starting to warm up, all of a sudden, bang! Literally, leg gets cut off from underneath us. Like, you know, and you know, personally, it sucked because I have my girlfriend. We live in an apartment, but that's it. But like, to know that like my injury was affecting like Vinny's got a daughter and a wife and a mortgage, and Taven's got his girlfriend, his apartment, and things that they need to pay for. And now all of a sudden, I'm hurt. And it's affecting their what's happening for them, and you know it's a nightmare. But the other side of it too is that like Vinny and Taven, for me especially, were very helpful. Like I was able to get to show still because they can drive, they can fit me in the car. Like knowing they would help, because they know that my leg is now a huge problem and things like that. And even like when Taven hurt his knee, like Vinny was there the night that Taven hurt his knee.
I was there for both injuries.
Yeah,
in the same room, sharing the same room.
He really is the Horror King, dude. He brings the thunder, you know.
Yeah, so you know I had to help them both out in those cold situations. So it's kind of like really like draining on my mind because two of my closest friends just got seriously injured, and it's like just a reoccurring thing. Like first Taven, then him, and it's just like. You know what I mean? I'm going through the same process again.
Not again,
again. It's kind of, and not too far apart. You know what I mean? Not too far apart.
Oh, yeah.
So, kind of crazy, you know what I mean? And like he said, like, this would have to be a story for another time.
Sure.
It's an hour easy.
I get into
easy.
Depth about that.
Easy
hour. Situations, you know? So, yeah, it's pretty crazy, pretty scary.
Just one more question to bounce off of that a little bit. We don't want to go an hour with it, but... were you getting antsy a little bit? Because you're a more than capable singles performer. You know? Were you saying, like, you know, let me work? Or what were your thoughts during that entire process?
My thoughts at that time was really his health.
I'll interrupt Vinny only because I can just attest to, for like a week after I got hurt, like this dude was not loving wrestling so much. Like he was just like, it was just like, this is too much. Like the whole experience was very like, it was nasty and it was just a long drawn out affair. So yeah, like he's speaking from the heart.
Yeah,
he says like
it's not something like you're talking like a total reconstruction of a body. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like it's not like he cut his head open in the ring and like bled. Like I'm like, oh yeah, I'd probably be like, look for a camera. But like this is kind of like, you know, it's kind of just, I don't know, just seeing it. It's not, you know, it's because it's not the norm. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like one of those things. Where it's almost like an amusement park accident. It's like one of those things where it's like, I can't believe that just happened. I just saw it. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like.
And put it this way, like anyone who ever gets into wrestling, the first thing anyone says is, oh, you're going to get hurt. Well, okay, you're going to get hurt, but. I think like part of being a real pro is like, okay, you're going to get hurt, but if you're a baseball player, football player, you're going to get hurt as well. All those injuries happen in sports. It's a fact of life, and it really comes down to like, can you use an injury like that to be smarter? Can you learn from it? Can you grow from it? Or is it just going to stop you entirely? And that's really what it comes down to.
So over the course of working on the book that I'm working on, I've interviewed like DDP, Harley Race. Bob Backlund was an important one because he told me he's married for over 30 years. His wife has never seen him perform live because he feels like she doesn't belong there.
Right.
How do you guys feel about that? Like, your wife, your girlfriend, in this atmosphere, how do you guys feel about that?
My wife's pretty supportive of it. She always has been. Just kind of wanted me to do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
She knew it's what I wanted to do. But, I mean, she doesn't really, like, she'll watch it. Obviously our husband's on television, so she wants to show our daughter, like, what her dad's up to.
Sure.
What he does for work and stuff like that.
How old is your daughter, if you don't mind me asking?
She's three.
She can watch you and be like, that's how you're kicking ass.
And she's only been to one live event, and it was, like, where we debuted in Lowell. That was the anniversary this past year. And she took our daughter to that live noise, seeing her dad get beat up. She didn't like it too much.
Sure.
She was, like, all for, like, seeing her dad and her friends that she knows very well as well come out to the ring. And, like, there it is.
Right,
like,
she
big
when we were winning.
Yeah, like, it was, like, to her, it was, like, Mickey Mouse coming out on stage.
Yes.
But the second, like, hands start flying, she's like, forget it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they watch it. Like, my wife will watch it. My wife will actually watch it and, like, kind of give me her opinion on some stuff. Because, you know, again, like, she's a big, like, horror fan as well. So she watches all that stuff and kind of knows what I'm all about.
Yeah,
so she can,
like, what you're going for.
Yeah, even though she's not a wrestler, but just, like, camera stuff, like, or character-wise or whatever, she kind of can give me her little, like, opinions, and I'm all for it. I'm open to whatever.
My girlfriend's, like, she comes to shows all the time, quite frankly. I mean, you can, like, if I'm on a show, a lot of times you can find her, like, posted up in the corner playing with her Game Boy or something. She usually just kind of tunes
I love her already. You said Game Boy. That's great.
She pulls out. She'll either have her, like, Switch or Game Boy out or something. She usually just tunes out, plays it until the show's over, and then we leave. She'll watch me wrestle. She's into it in the sense of, she's into it because I'm into it, you know what I mean? Like, she's excited about things I'm excited about, you know, it's part of why I'm with her in the first place, so no real issues there. I mean, she's not super into when we're on the road for, like, a week straight or whatever, like, that's not really the coolest for her, but, hey, she works 4 nights in a row too, right, so such is life.
So joining the kingdom, how did you guys feel when that all happened?
It was life-changing, man. I mean, it was, for me personally, I mean, I went from being like a New England indie guy that I wrestled outside of New England. Me and Vinny had a tag match against the Hardy Boys in North Carolina. We've been like outside of our area. We've traveled. We've been on the road and things. But Ring of Honor is a different level of exposure. That's television, and that's now you're starting to get into like actual media and like real things that matter, real money and televised angles and pay per views and things. And now you're talking about someone investing in you. And, you know, it's just, it was a life-changing experience for me. I mean, I'm sure it is for Vinny, but, I mean, I'll let you tell him. We'll let him tell his side.
Yeah, it definitely was. And, like, right before that, I was a little worried because I did bring another life into the world that I'm responsible for. So it was like, I needed it to happen. And, you know, something had to happen for me. If I'm going to stick with this and do this, I can't, you know, fought around for the rest of my life.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I got priorities, you know what I'm saying? So, but I wasn't going to stop, you know what I mean, until something happened. I was always kind of like that. There was a little mediocre hiatus I took just to kind of, like, get a family situated because that's what my wife didn't want a family, so I wasn't going to just say see you later to her and just vote, you know what I mean? I tried to balance the two out.
Sure.
So I took care of
that's
that.
That's a job within itself.
Right. Yeah. I took care of that, and then I got myself situated again. Came back. I had several matches like from 2012, like with Ring of Honor, you know, against Davey Richards, Tommaso Ciampa. I had a Ring of Honor World Title shot against Jay Lethal in my hometown, which was really really awesome. And then when the debut happened, which was really cool because like I started with Taven. I've known Taven for about 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we were always close. Like, we would always travel together on the indie circuit. We'd tag together before he even did Ring of Honor. You know, even while he was at Ring of Honor, local shows, we would still tag. So we were always very close. So, like, to bring that, and then later meeting TK, and then to bring that, you know, group of friends and, like, transferring it to television, it's just, like, it's a very natural thing. We're very comfortable with each other. It's like, it's cool. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better thing. I mean, it really is, you know. Very grateful for it. It's
really
rare.
That's really what it comes down to. Is like we're lucky guys, but we're guys who created their own luck. You know what I mean? We're blessed for the opportunities, but I mean, make no mistake about it. Like we did everything that you could possibly do to get in position to make this stuff happen.
Right.
So I mean, on one hand, I feel so fortunate. On the other hand, I feel very validated.
So as far as indie shows like this, what do these mean to you, considering now that you've been to the dance? Like, you've been higher than the indie show.
Like, independent wrestling is, like, a cool thing these days. You know what I mean? I mean, the indie shows, I mean, are... I hate to almost, like, put a differential between them. I like to think of it as, like, we do, like, televised things, then we do, like, non-televised wrestling, you know? Because like indie wrestling has become like almost like the cool kind of wrestling, so it's hard to like go do like TV stuff and then come back and all of a sudden be too big to do the indies, right? And at the end of the day, like I mean, if you pay attention, like Vinny's been around for a long time. Like I haven't been around as long, but I pay attention. And if you pay attention, you see like you always come back to the indies. Like any star at some point is going to be doing shows in places like this. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, make no mistake about it. Like me and Vinny are still on the rise. So like places like this are still a bread and butter for us. Like this is still like a very much like important for us to do events like this.
Yeah, I think it's cool, and like you get to wrestle a lot of different people you've never wrestled before, and there is like you know just because like. Someone may not be on television, you know, that doesn't mean they're not great at what they do, you know what I mean? Or you still get in there with a lot of guys that are awesome at what they do that
absolutely
aren't on television, and that's okay, that's cool, you know what I mean? I love working with those guys. And even guys that are like even like coming up, whatever, and we're wrestling them, I'd like to get in there with them and just kind of like give back to what I was given, you know what I mean? To kind of like, you know, in whatever way I can. But like, it's cool. I enjoy it.
It's almost like karmic.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, last night I wrestled, like, basically my trainer, this guy, Ryan, his name's H2O Ryan Waters. He runs a school. It's the Top Rope Wrestling, or I'm sorry, the Lock Up Wrestling School in Fall River. And he's got a student right now, Nico Silva. It's like his top student. And Nico is like on the way up in New England. And I wrestled him last night. And it was while my trainer watched. And it was a really, for me, it was like a cool moment of like, oh man, like a couple years ago, sort of been doing this for me. And he's still been watching, you know?
Right,
so
right, right. Yeah,
that
yeah.
kind of stuff's great. And honestly, man, like it's easy to turn it on with TV lights and pay-per-view lights. Like it's not hard to get in the mood for that. But a real professional can get excited about wrestling at a VFW, Knights of Columbus, because it's all pro wrestling. You know what I mean? It's what you signed up for.
Right.
So last question. What's the hardest part of this?
Doing it. That sounds like such a cop-out, but the hardest part of being a wrestler is doing things that pro wrestlers do. And I think a lot of guys, they want to say they're wrestlers, but when it comes down to it, when it comes down to like sacrificing money, time, your body, your well-being, your sanity, your relationship with people, like a lot of those things get strained, and they get strained hard. And then I think a lot of guys, they want the glorious parts of wrestling, but they don't want to do like the leggy, difficult stuff. So in my opinion, it's kind of like a younger wrestler, I think the hardest part of being a wrestler is like actually like living the wrestler lifestyle, because there's no days off. Like your body doesn't stop being sore. You never have to stop training. You always got to be watching your diet. You're always looking for that next thing. It's a stressful life sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with him. That's like probably the toughest part. I mean, I've been doing it for a while, so it's kind of like it's a lifestyle, man. It's like either a part of you or it isn't, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like if you go through all the stuff, you'll find out if it's for you or if it's not for you, you know what I mean? Somebody who you know what I mean, a clear-minded person will understand that through time, like, you know, this isn't for me, or you know that, okay, this is for me, and they'll go through all the different stuff they have to go through, all the obstacles that are put in front of them. They'll just keep breaking through them because they know that this is who I feel like this is who I am. This is what I love to do. So I'm going to do whatever I can to do that. So I think it's like, you know, just sticking with it. Like, you can tell who's passionate and who's not, you know what I mean? So it's like I said, it's a lifestyle. It's either part of you or it's not.
And turning that passion into something that actually makes you a living is a challenge, man. It'll challenge your passion. You'll find out how much you really like something when you're put in that position, you know? I mean, I can't even imagine, like, with Vinny over here. I mean, he's got other people depending on what his, you know what I mean, what's going on in his wrestling career. For me, I mean, it's a selfish endeavor for me, you know? That's doing it live right there.
Yeah.
That's doing it live right there.
Scared me too. I'm a little bit bigger than you guys.
I don't even have the headphones on. I can't imagine.
Oh, it went right through
me. Yeah, man. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Like passion's great and all that. Can you turn it into a monetary thing? And that comes with, you know, can you do the things that wrestlers do? You know, that's really what it comes down to for me.
All right, man.